This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was. He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, name that Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show. Bicycle. Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, just ahead of Way Out There, our all-gay feature, hosted by two gay members. And we're very proud of the fact that CBS Radio has no restrictions on sexuality, race, religion.
Right. God bless. And it's nice to know that they've allowed us to change the hosts every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
What's the setup on this guy, Rob?
It's a craft store in New York, but they have a men's knitting night.
Say right. No more.
A men's knitting night. All right, Buzz, what we need from you is the intro saying it's time for Way Out There
right.
With Michael Hughes and Cameron Gray. So as soon as the music starts, this guy will know he's on the air.
All right.
Here we go. And...
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Way Out There with your hosts, Michael Hughes and Cameron Gray. Now, here's Michael and Cameron.
Whoa. You sex thing.
Hello.
Hi, welcome everybody. I'm feeling... Somebody played a poopy joke on me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Somebody played a joke on me and called up and left a message, and I got very mad about it, and I want to say I have feelings, too.
How many times have I told you? How many times have I repeated again and again and again, you're too gullible?
I'm sensitive.
I know you're sensitive.
I'm sensitive.
And that's one of the things that makes you so charming.
And you're flexible.
I am extremely flexible. Don't you ever forget it.
And the name of our show is Way Out There. Hi, everyone. This is Michael Todd Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
Joining us today on the show is a man from the Big Apple.
The Apple. Yes, siree. The city that never sleeps.
A guy named Josh is on the telephone. And did you get him, Robbie Bobby Boo?
Yeah, he's there.
Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hi, Josh.
We're going to talk knitting right now.
Yes.
We're very excited about knitting.
Good.
You have a website called knitnewyork.com. First off, welcome to Way Out There. Thank you for being our guest on the show. CBS Radio, the company that we work for, allows us to come on one day a week.
One day a week for our Way Out There show, and we're delighted to be here with you.
Well, I'm delighted to be here with you.
On Westwood One, you should know this, that we are proud to be members of the Brotherhood. I am in upper management at quite a few stations.
Would that mean that I'm not upper management, or would I be a subordinate? Is that what it would be? Would I be an underling? Is that what you're saying?
Are you my right-hand man?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I mean that the way it was intended.
That's why you're Michael Todd Hughes, and
that's
I'm Cameron Gray.
Cameron Gray. Cameron is also a member of the executive board here at CBS. Uh-huh. You see, I'm the manager, and he's the program director.
This is true. Operations director.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting you made promotions.
But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about knitting.
Well, I'll tell you, we love
it. And I know nothing about it.
And I know everything about it.
Have you knitted?
Of course.
Would you go to a knitting night?
Yes, I would.
Can you be a beginner, Josh?
You can be a beginner.
Oh!
Now, I could tell you why, Josh, but why don't you tell our audience, and welcome to Way Out There with Michael Hughes and Cameron Gray. Why don't you tell our audience why you think men, even straight men, enjoy knitting?
As someone said to us, it's the new yoga.
The new yoga, so you're saying it's extremely relaxing?
It's extremely relaxing. It's kind of like meditation, mm-hmm. And it's
Here's a little joke, Josh, but I bet knitting can improve your flexibility.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Randy won.
I know, I'm just a kidder. But it does relax you, is that right?
It is very relaxing, yes. You know, and it's great just to sit there with, you know.
Now, listen. Let me just stop you. I'm reading the press release. I realize that I should do this before we get on the air. I'm sorry. It's just it's the way that I broadcast. I'm like a silly willy when we go on the air. A cosmetic salesman from a nearby store offers samples of avocado moisturizer along with skincare tips while you're knitting. Is this true? Does this happen in your bar, in your nightclub?
Well, we're not a nightclub, but...
That's heaven on earth.
Well, actually...
Are you kidding me to go in and be able to get a nice avocado moisturizer and do my knitting?
Yeah, it is true.
Oh, slice me off a piece of that.
Okay. How long does it take to knit a sweater?
That's like asking me how long it takes you to read a book.
Okay, so it varies.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a 50-year-old bomb?
Same kind of question, right? Yeah. Nobody can answer that question.
128 licks.
You counted!
You made me.
With me, that's impressive. It was 232. But.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, let's give him a round of applause.
You know, we've got a cutie patootie on the phone. Hey, it's time for our station break. It's,
oh, that's right.
It's the top of the hour here on the East Coast. 6 o'clock is noon out on the West. 3 out on the West Coast. I'm sorry.
Don't forget, coming up at 7 p.m., it's Weed, Whites, and Wine with your host, Mr. Joe Artinger.
You're listening to Way Out There on Westwood One. This is Michael Todd Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
We're having a very entertaining yarn told to us by Josh, who runs knitnewyork.com.
How long does it last? Is it once a week, twice a week? How many times?
It is once a week. I teach a class for beginners from 7:30 to 9 every Friday, starting at 9, boys' night begins.
If I'm just a beginner, how long could it take for me to learn to knit?
Give me an hour of your time.
Oh, that is exciting. Which is better, crocheting or knitting?
I'm a knitter, so I...
A knitter! I want to be a knitter, too.
And
oh, well,
you should
have been.
Hey, I've got a great slogan. Are you
don't
ready?
Don't be a quitter.
Oh, that's right. Don't be a quitter. Thanks.
Sorry.
Eager Beaver, you are so energetic today. Really.
Well,
be a knitter,
why?
Not a quitter.
You know why? I had a nice big glass of my protein juice before we came on the air.
Fantastic.
Today.
Fantastic.
I should say... Somebody else's protein juice.
Yes, yes, I know.
It was left in the refrigerator. I'm not really sure.
There he is.
I'm not sure.
Always walking the line. You are walking the line today.
I'm not sure whose energy juice it was that I was drinking. But
you're feeling supercharged today.
God, I am.
Very, very exciting. So, can anybody get into knitting night?
Well, after 9 o'clock, only guys, no women.
Only guys, but before 9 o'clock, women can come in?
Before 9 o'clock, you know.
What do? Do you kick them all out at 9 o'clock?
We do. We say no uteri allowed.
No uteri!
They need to leave.
No uteri!
Do you think Oscar will love Brokeback Mountain?
I hope he does.
Yes, I do too.
Because Oscar loves Brokeback Mountain.
What is the ratio? Come on, Josh. You know we got to give you that question. What's the ratio, gay to straight, at your knitting night?
It's about 60 to 40.
60, 40. That's amazing.
Our side winning, I hope.
Yes.
That's so nice to hear.
Sounds like an even split.
Well, let's not talk about what you like, Cameron.
I understand.
Because, you know.
When I'm just loaded with so many questions about knitting.
I've got so many questions of everything
how
to do
how long
except
are you,
knitting.
Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How long are your needles?
How long are my needles?
Yes.
You know, they vary in size, but the ones I like to use are 24-inch.
Oh, wow. Imagine what we could do with a 24-inch needle.
Very exciting.
Boy, and a big knitting needle.
How big is this getting? Is this getting bigger and bigger every week?
It is. You know, like last Super. 2 weeks ago, I had about 40 people in the store. Last week, it was a good, like, 25 to 30.
Well, I certainly hope people from Washington, D.C. can drive up. Can anybody come in from out of state?
Anybody can come in. We welcome out, you know, we welcome.
What about somebody from Rochester? You know, there are pockets of proud gay men like ourselves, and we get a call sometimes from oppressed listeners in Rochester, where there's just all kinds of...
Not a particularly open-minded environment.
No, not very progressive. Would someone from Rochester, or they like calling it Crapchester, would someone from Crapchester be able to come up and get into this event in the Big Apple?
Yes.
Wonderful. That is a positive answer. I've got a new slogan. Are you ready?
Yep.
Come and sit and knit a bit.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't like that marvelous?
Don't be such a twit.
And then I could say, oh, but I'd use the word we can't use on the radio.
Yep, do you, too.
Do you knit and purl?
I do knit and purl.
Oh, so do I.
Knit and purl.
Yep.
Like what's the best thing you've ever knitted, Josh?
I do sweaters.
Sweaters. Send us two.
Dreaming. I'm wearing Argyle Fox right now.
Oh, did you knit them yourself, though?
I did not. No. You know, they're right off the rack.
You bought them.
That's right.
And they're not tacky at all. I think you're dreaming.
I knitted a CD Cozy once.
Oh.
I'm kidding about that, of course. I'm Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray. The show is way out there. We're talking with Josh all about knitting.
Men's night, where beginners and experts get together.
60% gay, 40% straight, but everybody is learning to knit. It's a craze.
They have beer, and they have hot dogs, and they knit. Do you have O'Doul's?
What was that?
O'Doul's, a non-alcoholic brew.
It's BYOB, so if you want some non-alcohol, you can bring it.
Wonderful. Do you have to bring your own yarn?
Our store is a cafe and knit store, so I mean, if you want to come in and pick out a new project.
Is the coffee free?
It could be.
Wonderful. That's good. Oh, you're being coy.
Something tells me that you will be able to get a free cup of coffee, Cameron.
I'm excited about it. I'm driving up this weekend.
And may I say, I bet you get some cream to put in that coffee.
You're very exciting.
If you have some extra protein juice in your refrigerator.
Oh. Have we got a deer on the telephone?
We do indeed.
What a sweet guy he is.
What can we plug for you, Josh?
What was that?
Okay, would you like to offer a plug? A plug for your knitting night.
I would love to.
Go ahead.
How about a butt plug?
Hey.
Come on now.
I'm kidding, you bitches.
You're Michael Todd Hughes.
I'm your Cameron Gray. Stop it. What would you like to plug, really?
Just the store itself, right next door at 307 East 14th Street here in Manhattan in the village.
What night is knitting night?
Friday from 9 to whenever.
9 to whenever. What's the latest knitting night has ever gone?
2.
2 a.m.? Oh, my God. My fingers would be so stiff.
You're pretty much everybody else's by the time.
I like a loose knit. I know about you.
I don't know. You're the knitting expert, Michael.
You're darn right, Cameron. Listen, you are super. You're a sweetheart, Josh.
I think we're going to give Josh a round of applause for being the best guest on Way Out There that we've ever had.
Oh, well, thank you.
You are super.
Good luck with Knit New York.
We want you to talk to Robbie Bobby Boo.
Okay.
And you know, he's friends with Rib Taylor. I don't want to drop names.
Yes, but he travels in very, very elite circles.
It's true.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, Robbie, we'll get your information. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks. Bye, Josh.
This is Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray.
I really cannot take a practical joke.
I understand that.
Josh? Come on and buzz a little, sing a little.
Oh, that was not bad. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he was very receptive, so to speak.
Now, Rob is on the phone.
All right, bye, Ben. Bye.
So it worked well.
Yes, it did.
I mean, yes, it did. Sometimes it's just too easy.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, we really had a natural exchange there with Josh. That's kind of the way it went.
Protein juice. In the refrigerator. So many different beakers and jars and bottles. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This says John Allville on it. Well, this tastes funny.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
You are on fire today.
He made it up.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz makes a good milkshake.
It always comes down to the protein with you, doesn't it?
Health first, Mike. Gotta think that way.
Chicken, not stirred.
Gotta think that way.
Of course.
Feeling stronger every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Michael Hughes.
And I'm Cameron Gray. I say that so loud.
Very important to note. Don't call us tonight being all pissed off about this, okay?
No, it's just a joke.
Oh.
Buzzy.
Yes.
Buzzy, buzzy, buzzy.
Hi.
What's in your news basket?
Tonight, is it warm in here or is that just the ozone? Bush says the darndest things, and the bigger the balls, the smaller the brain.
Stick around for that story.
Hey, man, brother.
I've always found that to be the case.
I found it to be the opposite, and delightfully so.
Really?
Where's Joe?
Oh. Where's Joe? Where's G. Gordon Liddy?
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mistaken. Does big mean smart?
No, big means not a smug.
Oh, then Joe's gigantic.
Yes, sirree.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.